Good morning. How are you all today?
Good.
You doing all right? I'm glad to have all of you here. It's good to have you here. So today, Jesus is talking to who? Do you remember?
To a man
who is
rich.
And what does the guy want more than anything? He says to Jesus, how do I inherit eternal life? And what does Jesus say?
Give money to the poor.
Well, what's the first thing he says?
Well, you're
sell all of your stuff.
That's later. First he says,
you must follow the Ten Commandments.
That man.
Anything over
here. Oh, that works out. Yeah, we've got to follow all of the things that you know God has already told you to do. Honor your father and your mother, all those kind of things. And what does the man say? I have done everything you said since I was a youth. And Jesus looked at him and loved him and said, well, just take everything and go sell it and give it to the poor. And then come and follow me. That you can do. I'm so glad. Well, I got to thinking, that would be really tough, wouldn't it? So I brought this with me. Actually, I had another one, but I have no idea. I panicked because my shopping bag was gone. But you ever seen these before? It's a reusable shopping bag required by law here in, you know,
Hawaii.
No free bags for you, okay? Yeah, so I need some help. See, the thing is, the poor guy, the poor rich man, he just had so much stuff. So could you go give me some hymnals? Yeah, I need a few hymnals, okay? Just carefully stack Nana's bag. Stack that one. No, I need a few more. Yeah, probably a few more. Carefully, because we're going to try and get a few in here. Oh, look, we got a Bible in there. That's heavy. Oh, it got much heavier when you put that in there. Much heavier than the hymnals are. Uh-huh. Okay, stack them up in there. Nan, if this breaks, I'll make you a new one. Okay, let's see. There, that's pretty good. All right, I think that's probably sufficient unto the day, perhaps. Well, Trump, that's an honest fine. It's good. Okay, I like that. That's perfect. So, hang on a second. So, worry not, and you shall not be worried. All right. The problem was the poor rich man had so much stuff. And he went away, what does it say? He went away sad. He went away sad. Well, I feel like it was sort of like this thing. Can you help me? Come help me. No, can you just... You're strong. Keep going all the way out the door, out to my car, if you would please. Yeah, I don't have near enough. How's that working for you? You guys raised some strong kids. Yeah. Oh, you can come back up this way. Let's see. Oh, is that easy to do? Not really. It's kind of, you won't have any trouble with it at all. Yeah, I didn't have a big enough bag for everything. Can you give that a try, Connor? Can you get that someplace? You're strong.
Okay.
There you go. How funny he's walking. Yeah. Yeah. So the problem was. How's it going for you there, buddy? Here comes some help. There you go. All right. Connor, what was the problem? It was too heavy. Yeah, it was too heavy. That's what was going on with the guy. He had too much. And so Jesus says, give all that you have away and give it to the poor, because he carried so much and he liked it so much that he really had a hard time. And so Jesus said to him, take out the stuff, right? You know, if you take out all the stuff. Okay, hang on. I mustn't be disrobed in the middle of the service. Thank you. That easier or what? Yeah, and so Jesus loved the man, and he said, you know, if you just Get rid of that extra stuff. It's easier for you. Little thing. I think that's what Jesus is about. I think he's trying to remind us not to burden ourselves with so much. Gracious God, thank you for gathering us together today and helping us to remember that you are at the center of who we are. And we pray, God, that you would help us not to love the things of our lives so much that we forget to love you. And everybody said, amen.